Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 72. This is it. This is the last episode before the new year, before we ring in 2019. It's the last episode before all the banging Instagram selfies and new year, new me captions come out. Last episode before the gym becomes a zoo. Everyone wants to do more, do better. And kind of as annoying as that sounds, I actually really like it. You know, I love this time of year. You know, it's a time of reflection, both, you know, backwards and forwards, people setting goals, things like that. You know, people take time, if only for a little bit, to kind of just realize the power they have to change for the better. You know, the power that people have to change what they do, how they eat, how they live, how they act, and most importantly, how they think. You know, mindset. So with this episode, I thought about doing kind of a everything I learned episode, but I didn't want to be too redundant. And I wanted to make things simpler than that. And I think I've kind of done this with this episode in that I want to talk about the one most simple mindset that I think you absolutely must have as the foundation of having a great new year, a great 2019. And that sounds kind of clickbaity, but I really do think this mindset is pivotal to making the most of the next 365 days. So really excited to talk about that in really simple terms. I'm also excited to talk about Jenny from the Block, J-Lo, spicy meatballs, and of course, taking some banging selfies. That's all in this episode. So I'm excited to talk about it real quick. Got to show some love to today's sponsor. It's Burrow. Again, Burrow. You heard me talk about them before, but they're a super cool company. Great people over there. They make clever, uncompromising sofas, couches, love chairs, armchairs, furniture for modern life at home. Definitely check them out in the new year if you're looking to upgrade your sofa or your love seat or anything like that. You know, they're really good people at Burrow. I'm happy to support their mission. Because frankly, they just make things easy. They ship straight to you really fast too, which is great if you're like me and you're really impatient. It's affordable. You don't have to drop a ton of money on it. It sets up really quickly. You don't need any tools or anything like that. All their furniture, they all have built-in USB chargers, which is really cool. And you can also customize everything. So if you're a particular like I am, that's great for you. You can customize the color, the finish, everything like that. And if you're into accessorizing, they also released a pillows and throw line, so you can impress all your friends with your cool hand-woven fabric covers and plush inserts and things like that, which is great. So if you just check out Burrow, you'll get $75 off on a new sofa. You could do that because they're my sponsor. You go to burrow.com/new mindset, Burrow, burrow.com/new mindset, $75 off your order. So thanks again to Burrow for sponsoring. Let's get into it. But actually, before I get into it, I do want to say, you know, as this is the last episode for 2018, that's a really exciting mark to the end of the year for me. You know, and if you're listening now and you're enjoying it, I'd really love for you to share it, on Instagram particularly. I think that makes a lot of sense. Just screenshot as you're listening, tag me on Instagram. And I love resharing that as well. And if you're listening on iTunes right now and you could take a minute to rate the podcast 5 stars, write a quick 1 to 2 sentence review, that would also make my day. It really would. It means a lot. It helps the show grow. And if you're not on iTunes, that's totally cool. You could also support just by making sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening, Spotify, Google Play, wherever. You know, I do these episodes twice a week. I'm going to continue to do them twice a week in 2019. And I've got some really fun things planned for the podcast there. So let's get into it. You know, again, this is the last episode before 2019. I think that's pretty exciting. And I really like what I've got to say. You know, I gave it some serious thought. I kind of want to end the year with a bang. But I didn't want to do a, you know, New Year's resolutions episode or a step-by-step guide to a new year, new you, or how to have the best year of your life or anything like that. Frankly, because I don't think I'm qualified to talk about that. But I do want you to have an amazing year. I want 2019 to be just a great year of noticeable personal growth for you. And I think it's more than possible for every single one of you listening to have a huge breakthrough this coming year. Every single one of you. I think really it just comes down to laying the framework for how you approach the year. I think, frankly, it's less about the things you do and more and, you know, less about mapping things out or having a vision board or writing down your goals, anything like that. I think it's less about those things and more just about the mindset, shocker, that you carry with you this new year. I think that's everything, in my opinion. And sometimes all you need is some assurance that amazing things can happen. And that's what I want to talk about today in kind of a roundabout way. And I might repeat some things that I've said in this podcast, you know, 71 episodes this year. But I'm going to kind of phrase them in a new context, a context of new beginnings in 2019 and how you can take what you've built and what you've learned this year and continue to grow those things in huge ways. So simply put, sometimes all you need is some simple assurance. And I sat down to write an outline for this episode, and I took a couple minutes and I looked back at myself this past year, just 2018. And I don't know about you, but if you were to do the same, I think you would notice some big things. For me, this year was freaking life-changing. You know, I could look back at who I was this time last year, and I'm a completely different dude now, like hands down. Everything I've done this past year, everything I've experienced, all the mindsets I've adopted, they've shaped me in big ways, in huge ways. And frankly, they've shaped me into a completely different person than I was at the beginning of the year. You know, I'm just very different. I really am. And that's such a short amount of time. And I'm not saying this to draw attention to, you know, how cool I am or how centered I am and how I have my shit together. I'm saying it to show you how fast things can change and how much can change, how much can happen in a small amount of time. You know, I went from really living in the gray, the kind of the gray middle area of my life, to being more happy and more fulfilled than I thought possible. I went from, you know, kind of being frustrated by my lack of personal growth and personal development to, you know, being really proud of the steps that I was taking. I went from, you know, being clueless about what to do with my business, my blog, my writing, to more confident in it than ever before. You know, I went from writing to maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people a day on my blog this time last year to now it's 60, 70,000 people a day, which is insane. You know, I went from not liking to really hear my own voice to starting a podcast that sits in the iTunes top 200 and is so rewarding. And now I really love hearing myself talk. You know, I went from not being totally comfortable in my own skin, from, you know, not being confident to being kind of the literal opposite of that. You know, I went from kind of feeling lost in my relationships to now knowing that I deserve more and I'm patient to wait. You know, I went from, you know, not really knowing what I stood for to really having found my voice, from, you know, wanting, you know, when I walked into a room to hoping that everyone would like me to wondering if, you know, I will like them. I went from owning maybe a dozen pairs of shoes to, maybe I won't mention that one, but you get the point, right? A lot of different things, you know, and I want to start with my personal experience here because I think everyone is capable of having personally transformative years. 2019, 1 year in a big way. And here's a quote to start that I posted on the Pursuit Instagram the other day that I think really captures this nicely. And I don't know who said it, but the quote says, "If you're feeling bad recently, think 4 years ahead of right now and realize that you can't even comprehend the songs you'll hear, the adventures you'll have, the nights out, or the friends you're going to make. A lot can happen in a short amount of time, so stick around." I think that's freaking awesome. And that's the mindset that I want you to carry with you as you head into the new year. Simple mindset. So much can happen in 2019, and I want you to stick around for it. So much happened to me in 2018, and I know it's all due to this mindset. And I want you to realize this, and I want you to stick around, because when you do and you adopt this, it's very, very empowering. I want you to just really believe at your core that there is so much more to life that you haven't experienced, and I want you to take that to heart. I want you to realize that, you know, in 2019, you could do things you've never thought possible. You could do things you never thought you'd want to do. And I want you to realize that there is more, and that now's the time for you to realize that. You know, to realize that there is more that you can do. You can. There's no limit to it. You know, you could change the job you hate and find something you love. You could start studying and learning something that you'll become great at. You can meet the love of your life, or you can end an unhappy relationship. You can get over someone you thought you never would and get closure. You can change your body for the better and your health. You can, you know, surprise yourself by doing something that you were always terrified of doing. You can learn how to trust your gut again and believe in yourself and your intuition. You can take a big risk, move a city, quit a job, something that can change your life. You know, you can avoid mistakes that you've always been doing, you know, or you could bounce back maybe if you've hit rock bottom this past year. You know, you can meet new people, have life-changing relationships. You know, there's so many different things, and you get the point, but it just amps me up to list out a couple of things off the top of my head that you can do in 2019. There are so many opportunities to just experience, to just do things with other people, new people, old people, to do weird things, to embrace what makes you weird as a good thing, to take "you're so weird" as a huge compliment. I posted on Instagram last night and asked people what the weirdest thing about them is. And I got a lot of good answers, and people asked me what mine was, and I was just joking around. I said that the weirdest thing I do is that, you know, sometimes I fill my bathtub up with marinara sauce and I pretend I'm a meatball. And I was joking, obviously, but I got a lot of DMs, people asking me about the logistics of it, how often I do it, how much sauce it takes, things like that. But that's what I'm talking about. You know, if that's something that you're into, 2019 is the time to do it as often as you want. This is the time to realize that there's more to life than what you're currently doing, than what you have now, than what you are now, than who you hang out with now. If you want to be a freaking meatball in 2019 because you're tired of not being a spicy snack, then go for it. Be a spicy snack. You know, cover yourself in some marinara. You know, that's it. And to bring a meme into the mix, because you might be wondering why I named the podcast like I did. I don't know if you've seen this across the internet and Instagram, but it's a meme that says, "That ain't it, chief. That ain't it, chief." It basically refers to something that an individual would deem acceptable or cool to show off, but in reality, it just makes them look silly or weird. You know, it says, "That ain't it, chief," or I've seen, "That ain't it, fam," or "That ain't it, my guy," that kind of thing. You know, a lot of funny different ones floating around, but basically, it's a response to someone doing something silly or weird or unexpected. People go, "That ain't it, chief." But it is. It is it. This is it. You know, people say, that ain't it, chief. Wrong. I think this is it, chief. You know, and I don't know. I don't care anymore what people expect or think, you know, and that's my mentality, that this is it, chief, and I need to make the most of it. You know, I don't care what other people might think about how positive I am that 2019 will be great, or that I like to pretend I'm a meatball. I don't care if people are annoyed by my passion for something or for me for just being weird. You know, this is it, chief, fam, my guy. And I want you to realize that as we head into 2019. You know, I want you to ignore other people and those expectations. I want you to ignore comfort and custom and habit. I want you to ignore anything that you think isn't cool or that you're self-conscious about. Who cares? I want you to ignore anything like that. Free yourself of that. Because it's so easy to be comfortable. It's so easy to convince yourself, that ain't it, chief. You know, to accept what you have and who you are right now and to not pursue more. It's so easy to not push yourself to grow. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be grateful for what you have. You absolutely should. You know, I talk all the time about gratitude. You probably don't want to hear me talk about it anymore. You know, it's the most powerful thing you could practice in your life. I'm talking about realizing that this is it. This is all the time we've got. And if you have an inkling that you could do more and be more, now's the time to freaking do it, to explore, to discover, you know. And that's what I want you to realize as you head into 2019, just as a foundation for your year. I want you to realize what just an incredible luxury a year is. 365 days, you know, it's an amazing opportunity filled with potential, you know, because to my point earlier, a year can bring about some huge changes, changes that can last for a lifetime. You know, a year is more than enough time to realize and embrace the more that life has to offer. It's enough time to get to know yourself fully, to create yourself fully, to find someone who makes sense for you, to find your place in the world, to create your place in the world, to surround yourself with the right people, to realize that there's more to life than what you might currently be doing, to realize that what is expected, that what other people do, that what are other common practices and habits, that they're great and all, but there's more out there. And more might honestly not be what other people need or want. You know, some people are simple. Some people, they're comfortable. They don't need more. But I don't think that's you if you're listening. I think you want more. I think you're curious, you're driven, you want to grow and evolve. You don't want to look back and realize that you could have done more and explored more. You know, you don't want that, not at all. So as you head into 2019, I want you to realize that there's more to life than the friends you have right now. The ones that you have maybe meaningless conversations with, the ones you get drunk with every weekend and gossip with and complain about your jobs with. There are other people out there who can add value to your life. There's more to life than the same routines you do, you know, that there's more than watching hours of Netflix and TV and then hoping that the next day at work will go fast so you can get to the weekend. There's more to life than wanting to look like that Instagram person, buying all that shit you don't need so you can feel like you're keeping up or that you've made it. You know, there's more than working your ass off at a 9-to-5, 70, maybe 80 hours a week so you can feel successful, get the recognition you think you need to feel validated. There's more to life than hooking up with strangers to feed your ego. You know, there's more to life than being really, really ridiculously good looking. It's a Zoolander reference, but you get my point. I really believe that there's more here. And I really am not trying to say it in a hokey, self-righteous way that you shouldn't continue to do self-indulgent things or go out and get drunk with your homies or screw around and have fun or anything like that or focus on money. I think those things are fine. They teach you things. You need to do those things. I'm no saint. I would never, you know, stand on a soapbox and tell you to do things that you know, that I do or don't do. I'm saying that there's more. That's all. Bottom line. And I personally want to know what that more looks like. And I think you do too. And that time is now. It's 2019. You know, this is it, Chief. And I don't have a blueprint or a step-by-step guide on how to like discover what this means in your life. But I did see that Jennifer Lopez movie, second act, over the holidays with my mom. So I'm pretty qualified here. But seriously, I actually did see that movie. And despite it being pretty hokey, pretty cheesy, it actually really captured what I'm talking about here. The name itself, Second Act, actually really describes it. You know, you can see 2019 as a second act, as a chance to wipe the slate clean, to free yourself of any guilt or shame or any past relationships or pain or anything like that. Free yourself of routine and comfort. You know, this is the opportunity for a second act. The movie is a kind of a ridiculous concept. It's definitely one of those like feel good holiday movies if you're into that kind of thing. But this woman played by J-Lo, she gets a senior level, like a really senior level job at this huge CPG company in downtown New York. And she got it because her friend forged and faked her resume and submitted it for her. It had some ridiculous things on there, like she had an MBA from Harvard, you know, all these things. And she just went along with it and actually got the job. And all kinds of crazy things happened to her. But I think the main takeaway here is that this woman, who is woefully under and unqualified for the role, she knows nothing at all. But no matter what's thrown at her, no matter what opportunity is presented to her, no matter what is asked of her, she says yes and she figures shit out. You know, her resume said she spoke Chinese. And when she's requested to go to some high stakes business dinner with this Chinese business exec, she says yes and she figures it out. Her resume says that she's some expert in the beauty and lotions and that CPG space. And she certainly isn't, but she figures it out and goes along with it. It's a lot of, you know, it's a comedy. And she says yes to everything and goes along with it. And the result is more. She has more. She learns more. She ends up connecting with more people. She gets more experiences. In the end, she actually starts her own company from that. And along the way, it is a comedy. After all, she's embarrassed. She fails. She falls down. She gets shut down. It's not easy. But ultimately, she makes the most of everything. And that's the 2019 that I want for you. I really do. I want you to make the most of the opportunities that are given to you. I want you to make the most of your own opportunities that you need to create. Even if you don't know what to do, even if you're underqualified or not qualified at all, you know, those are the experiences that will make you whole, that will teach you incredible things about yourself. And to sit there and say, nah, I'm not ready, or nah, I can never do that, I think that's the freaking lamest thing I've ever heard. In that you won't know until you try. You won't know until you start that business, until you start that blog, until you quit that job, until you start that fitness routine, until you drop that personal filter, until you stop pretending you're someone else. You won't know what you're capable of until you embrace a this is it, Chief, kind of mindset, that now is the time to discover that there is more and what that means for you. I also saw another movie with my family over the holidays, a big movie family, I guess. I saw that other movie, The Mule, with Clint Eastwood. Very different from second act, but it was pretty good. Clint Eastwood, he plays this retired Korean War veteran. A lot of issues. He's kind of a sad guy. He never really connected with his daughter. He was always working, just didn't make time for them. His wife left him. He's kind of on his own. His home is being foreclosed on. His daughter can't afford to pay and finish college. Anyway, he gets this opportunity to start transporting drugs for a Mexican cartel. Because he drives a lot and he's a good driver, never gets tickets or something. It's kind of a ridiculous plot line. But anyway, he ends up becoming like their number one drug mule. And that's what the movie's about. And as you would expect, it all comes crashing down in the end. And I won't spoil it for you. But I think that even this movie epitomizes what I'm talking about here. And I feel like my attorney would want me to say quick anecdote here that I don't endorse anything drug related, anything illegal. But, outside of what he actually did, he took an opportunity and some surprisingly positive things happened. As a result of his experience, he actually ends up reconnecting with his family in a roundabout sad way, I'll admit. But he did. And that meant the world to him in the movie. And I only mention this movie and that takeaway because you might be saying, this is kind of a stretch and a stupid example. But I use it as an example that sometimes even bad experiences, even obviously bad opportunities, they can have positive and rewarding outcomes. Good can come from bad. Yeah, running drugs for a Mexican drug cartel is bad. The result was bad. But connecting with his family is good. And that only came from Clint embracing an opportunity, something he never thought he could or would or should do. And that's the mindset that I want you to have. Obviously, don't do drugs, kids. Don't transport drugs. But if you see an opportunity, or if you're lucky enough to have one given to you, say yes. If you have something on your mind, say it. Say yes. Act. Talk. Just do. And I'm confident, more than confident, that the outcome will be positive for you. At minimum, it will show you that there's so much more in life waiting for you, that there's more perspective and more potential than you've ever realized. Quick personal example. While I was home for the holidays, I wanted to just really kind of spend as much time with my mom as possible. She's had some health issues recently. It's been pretty down about them. So I wanted to make the most of my time at home and kind of instill some Case Kenny positive thinking in her life. Frankly, easier said than done with her issues. But while I was home, she immediately noticed that I didn't have a cell phone case on my iPhone because, I like to just live dangerously. But as a mom, she goes in on, why don't you have a cell phone case? Your phone's expensive. What if you drop it? You're just trying to look cool. The whole thing there. Anyway, when she asked me why I didn't, I told her it was just jokingly. I was like, it's because I'm taking a lot of selfies and I had to take the case off because it was blocking the camera. To me, that's an obvious little white lie because no cell phone case would block the camera. That'd be weird. But I said it because I thought it was funny, taking selfies. But also because I obviously thought it was a little white lie. Anyway, I find out later that she took what I said and she went into town later that day to try to buy me a cell phone case for the holidays. She asked someone for help. I think she was at Best Buy or something. And she told them that I needed a case because my current one was blocking the camera and I needed to take selfies. And she had like 3 or 4 guys helping her because she was so insistent that this was an issue, even though the guys there told her that it probably wasn't and that they didn't know what I was talking about. Anyway, funny scene. And frankly, it melts my heart to think that my mom went and did all that, even with her health issues, just because she wanted to help me. But I bring this up because as much as when I came clean and told her that I was just joking, she was like, I'm so embarrassed. They must have thought I was crazy. As much as that was her initial reaction, we later had like a really good laugh over it and bonded over it. And I hadn't seen her smile in a while. So that was just, it meant a lot. It was a really positive thing. And it might seem like a stretch, but that only came about from me just acting, reacting, saying what the first thing I had in my mind was. Good things happen when you do that. I'm convinced positive things, not big life-changing things, just positive things happen when you drop your filter and when you just do. And that's what I want you to realize. And if I had to give a piece of advice as to how to make this happen in your life, because it's not easy, there's no guide I can offer on how to find more opportunities, how to be more free. It's not easy. I think the answer, frankly, is something I wrote down yesterday from author Samuel Beckett. He wrote something really simple. He said, dance first, think later. It's the natural order. Dance first, think later. And I think that's the key to realizing that there's more to life. Acting without expectation, acting without overthinking, acting without regard to any outcome. That's the key to more. And that's what I want you to realize, that there is more to life than what you have right now. You know, that this is all you can do, that you're stuck right now. You know, no way. You know, when you dance first, and I'm not talking about the silly dice thing I do when I'm at the club in Chicago. I'm talking about just acting, you know, just taking action, taking the initiative. I'm talking about stepping forward, away from being nervous, away from not wanting to address your past or look to the future. You know, stepping towards things that make you feel alive, just dropping your filter, embracing positive thinking. You know, simply put, I'm talking about you not wasting any more time. I'm talking about you not wasting your time on temporary things, superficial people, chasing recognition, things that don't matter. I'm talking about you not doing the same thing every day, every week, every weekend. I'm talking about you leaving the gray of your life, you know, stopping yourself from living half in and half out, about you constantly worrying and overthinking and feeling frustrated or lacking purpose. I'm talking about you always being frustrated as you think that you should be doing more with other people at a different job, maybe in a different state. I'm talking about how you know you can do more and live more and experience more. You know, I think the answer relative to all those things is to dance first and think later. And I'm kind of approaching the land of cliche and inspirational speakers here, but hang with me, because although it sounds a bit hokey, I found this to be so true, that this mindset is just, it can be so impactful. And I'll go back to the beginning where I described how much I've changed in the past 365 days, how much I've learned, how much I've grown, how much I've learned that there's so much more. You know, that's such a powerful thing to realize. And I think it's your turn to realize it for yourself, that you don't have to settle, that there is more, so much more, and that you shouldn't fear what it is, because to my point earlier, I think there's always, always, always a good or a positive that can come of discovering it. So that's it. I want to keep that simple. I want you to address those thoughts in your head that I just rattled off. I don't want you to fear them or think that they're crazy or weird, that, you know, your inclination to want more might lead you in the wrong direction. In my opinion, the only way is up. You know, you just have to embrace it. And this idea that, hey, 2019, this is it, chief. You know, that you have to go, you have to act. So, you know, take a cue from myself and my experience, or take a cue from J-Lo or Clint, and just do some weird shit in 2019. You know, do something that breaks you out of your comfort zone, that gets you out of your routine, that gets you from just stop staring at your TV or your phone or playing Fortnite. You know, go do something other than drinking with your friends one of these weekends. Go after that person who fascinates you. Find a more fulfilling job. Leave that city. Act on that passion point or creative thing in your life. You know, make something, start something, start an app, a company, a YouTube channel, make art, music, t-shirts, whatever. Just take that thing out of your head and do more with it. Travel more, read more, learn more, speak up, be weird, be emotional, be vulnerable, all those things. Whatever it is, just do something, do everything rather, in your power to act without wondering what will happen when you do, you know, without overthinking what will happen if you fail or if it doesn't work out. Because when you do that and you do it for a year, 365 days, I'm telling you that something seriously magical happens, can happen, will happen. You'll truly come to understand that there is more, that you can have it, you can live it. And when that happens, your world just opens up completely, because you realize the incredible potential that you have, the opportunity that surrounds you, that there's no need to live in a what if, wish I could have world, that you can create that feeling for yourself in as little as a year. Because again, a lot can happen in a year. And I want you to take advantage of the 365 days that are coming at you in 2019, you know, that they're yours. And that if you realize that, hey, this is it, chief, I'm confident that you can experience incredible growth and have many, many, many breakthroughs. So even if you didn't have a great 2018, you know, you've got a lot going on in your life. You might feel like you've been floating around aimlessly. You don't know what you need. You don't know what you want. Think ahead to the next 365 days. You know, realize that you have no idea of all the things that await you, the new songs you might hear, the new adventures you might go on, the new people you might meet. So much can happen in that year. So just stick around. That's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed the past 6 months of episodes, all 72 of them now. And again, I really do appreciate all of you. Your support means everything to me. I'm very excited to spend more time with you in 2019, to spend more time getting to know you, chatting with you, meeting some of you, hopefully. So thank you so much. Go ahead, follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Tag me in a post or a story as you listen to the show. I love reposting them and sharing them. Or just slide into the DM. We can chat there. I love getting to know you all. So until next episode and until next year, I'm out.